Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag!
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And we somehow made it through the whole show without mentioning the uniforms the Patriots will be wearing tonight. Red jerseys, white pants, Pat Patriot throwback helmet.
Yeah. Uniform police them?
100. It was the number one seed in our thing.
I mean, it should just be. Yeah, didn't.
It's the best.
Wait.
And there was voter fraud.
The Hartford Whaler one, because we got these spam votes or something.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We got absolutely smoked by these old Whaler fans.
Bad foreign actors, I think, is what it was. Yeah, or Russian bot farms.
But a one seed in the football division.
Yeah.
And this was one where we're like, this isn't even a hometown bias. That's just a nice looking,
a
clean
jersey.
Helmet. Love that helmet. The jersey's great.
You're going 100?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go 100.
Yeah,
it's
broke
a scale. Yeah, it's a good jersey.
So they're wearing those bad boys tonight. So we're all very excited.
I like that.
Grab bag. I got to mention this just
that's
because
not how that song goes.
This is how it, the Jones and Keefe Survivor Pool, which we started back in week one.
Yeah. Who'd you take?
Five people entered. One remains.
Uh-huh.
That one is me.
Yeah.
And I hit again. I had the Chargers.
Oh, good for
you. So 13 for 13.
Very impressive.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I don't think anybody's ever gone this far in a Survivor Pool before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But stay tuned. This Friday, I'll give you my week 14 pick, which is sure to hit.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah, your grab bag. Bozo parlay, we did not hit, but our guest picker, Dice, from the text line and from Twitter, he did hit.
He did.
So he is back for another week.
He was the only one with a minus pick, Dice, just FYI. But he did.
Oh, good point.
He hit Rashee Rice. Yeah. You hit CeeDee Lamb.
Billy hit
Travis Kelce. Those hit right. Were those the first three touchdowns in that game?
Yes. Because so we're like, wow, we're kind of heavy in that Cowboys-Chiefs game.
All of a sudden, I started really feeling the pressure of Isaiah Likely when those touchdowns hit.
Yep.
However, Nick had George Pickens, who hurdled a man and almost scored, also got a two-point conversion. And then Isaiah Likely got tackled going into the end zone and fumbled.
Brutal.
So we were right
so
on that one.
Close.
We really were on
it. 3 yards and a foot away.
And yet it turns out that we did not not even really come that close.
We're going to get back on that horse, though, for week 14.
Sounds good.
The updated Bozo standings. I just have to do this.
Yeah.
I'm 8-5. Jones is 7-6.
Winning record.
Nick is 6-7. Billy's 5-8. Terp was 1-10, then was kicked out. Jackson went 0-1. Dice currently 1-0.
Nice. Good for him.
So that's what we're looking at.
So Nick's actually closed the gap. Nick's at almost 500.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. He's right there.
All right. Big week for us.
Uh-huh.
Give me one reason to grab back, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to grab back. Oh, and I'll turn right back around.
Yep.
Jones and Keefe will leave you lonely, and they'll never change your mind.
Wow, been three games since we were last on the show for your Boston Celtics, and it was a tough stretch, and they came out of it 2-1. They beat the Detroit Pistons, ended their winning streak at the Garden Wednesday late afternoon. They followed that up with a loss in Minnesota, but then yesterday they beat Cleveland on the road behind 42 points from Peyton Pritchard. Jaylen Brown's also been on a wild run. Terp said he's playing like an all-NBA player. In these last handful of games, that's definitely been true. So the Celtics now, 20 games into the season, are 11-9, and tomorrow they'll be back on the court at home against the Knicks.
But we said this four-game stretch, which concludes tomorrow night against the Knicks, I'll be in the house, Bragg.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, I'll be in the house for that one.
Oh, my God.
You'd be seat upgrades?
Sitting with Greg Hill and Nikovic?
TBD. Yeah, okay. Probably a few rows back. We said we want him to go at least 2-2 in that stretch.
Yeah, no, I feel good about this.
Already done.
This is pretty good. These are good teams.
And last night was a shorthanded win. You said Pritchard had 42.
Yeah.
Jaylen had a triple-double, although he shot like 3-for-15 or whatever it was.
Eh.
But they had to like hold off the Cavs late. You had a couple of threes from Mitchell. You had a late three from Garland. They had a chance to tie it at the buzzer because Jaylen missed a free throw. But no, I'm pretty happy with the stretch, and they won relatively shorthanded last night.
Did you see the trash talk with Anthony Edwards and Jaylen Brown? So I think they actually like each other.
But I saw Jaylen was complaining about not getting calls. Is it that?
No. Anthony Edwards asked after the game, was talking about it. He's like, yeah, Jaylen Brown hit a shot on Edwards because Edwards like, I want to try to guard him because Brown, obviously, that was a 41-point game for Brown. He's like, let me try to guard him. And Brown hit him with a too small. And because he had like a turnaround like bank shot and he goes too small. And Anthony Edwards is like, that was just luck. He's like, that's the luckiest shot I've ever seen. And Brown goes, it's not luck. It's hard work. And he goes, yeah, show me a guy that practices a turnaround bank shot from the elbow. But Edwards is kind of laughing about it.
Tim Duncan probably.
Yeah, so that was pretty good.
Have you ever shot that shot? Do you work on that shot?
Yeah. I guess he does.
Yeah.
Jones and Keith are grabbing back. Every day from 10 to 2, Twitch is such a healthy chat, cause I'm Mr. Grabbag.
It's also been three games since we've been on the air that the Bruins have played. They also went 2-1 over that stretch. They beat the Islanders on Wednesday, they lost to the Rangers on Friday, and then in a shootout on Saturday, beat the Detroit Red Wings. So they're 15-12 through 27 games. Take a look at the updated standings. Not in first place, but second place behind Tampa Bay. Once again, the Bruins have played more games than everybody.
Like so, I don't know what
the schedule is with that. So they're technically in second place right now in the Atlantic Division. But even if they don't even play, teams like Montreal, Ottawa, Detroit have games to make up, and then they could pass them.
I think it's about time to have a Jeremy Swayman conversation, Keith.
Okay, let's have it.
So Swayman now on the year is up to 11-6, 262 goals against, .915 save percentage. Oh. So he ranks top 10 in save percentage.
I like that.
And he ranks, I think, 16th goals against. Uh-huh. 16th goals against. So look, it took a while. I thought he would have a bounce back year. I'm not saying he's justifying the contract yet, but if he keeps playing like this, he will. So it's time to start monitoring that.
Side conversation.
Yo, good.
Morgan Geekie.
Oh.
Tied for the lead in goals with Nathan McKinnon
every
at 20.
Every night McKinnon goes up one and then he ties it right back up, or McKinnon goes up two and he ties it right back up. That happens every single night.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Remember what, like...
Oh, you didn't have Geekie leading the league in goals?
I had that. Okay. I did not expect that. Although, like, he scored a lot of goals last year, so it's not crazy that he scored goals, but at this pace, he is 27 games in the season, good chunk, trending towards a 61-goal season. Remember, like, and not to pile on him, but remember, like, if Jake DeBrusk had a 20-goal season, we're like, way to go,
wow,
Jake!
Good for you,
this
Jake!
This guy might score 60.
Yeah, he's gonna have three Jake DeBrusk seasons in one.
In one.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander.
Grab bag.
My name is Alexander.
Grab bag.
Well, the first season as a college head coach ended in a whimper for Bill Belichick as the North Carolina Tar Heels lost another in-state game, another rivalry game, if you will. And three straight losses to Wake Forest, Duke, and NC State.
That, by the way,
none of those three teams are any good. By the way,
not to brag, but I will. That was an easy thing to predict. Like once they won like two crappy games, they went two in a row or two out of three. What'd they even win?
They beat Syracuse and Stanford back to back.
You know who? Well, we'll probably get to it. The other Syracuse loss.
Yeah,
but
wait, no. What do you mean?
Oh, we're not getting to BC in the grab bag.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
Big victory over the Cuse.
Yeah. Save Bill O'Brien's job, you think?
Well, I don't know. But no, those were easy losses to predict for Bill, who finishes, as you said, Keith, with four wins. He had as many wins as he did minutes press conference to wrap things up at US.
Four minutes
press conference.
4 minutes.
With a lot of
Rick
snorting.
Pitino's like, that's a lot of time.
A lot of snorting at people.
Yeah, his captain spoke for like twice as long as he did talking about the season. And Bill's just on to the next season, though. Mm-hmm. Like, he's for sure going to get one.
Sure. Yeah, he's locked
in. I was wrong about this. I thought they were going to go at least 6-6. I thought they were going to be like what they were last year, maybe in a tick better. Because I was like, it's like the Patriots schedule. It's kind of funny how they kind of mirror each other, where before the year began, you were like, maybe Clemson. Clemson wasn't even good. I think they've played one top 25 team.
They were in the Clemson game for one play.
Yeah.
Literally the first play of the game was like, oh, they don't belong on the same field, and Clemson's not even good.
But they had that first opening drive against TCU, and it was like, oh, they're going to be good. Look out, folks. And then they got blitzed by TCU. They beat two fake teams. Then they lost four in a row, beat two more fake teams, lost three in a row. So 4-8, and not making a bowl game in college football is wild because there are 50, 60 bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, almost everybody gets to go to one, and they finished 4-8, 2-6 in the conference.
Yeah, so we're not going to do a season recap. I'm just finished with the game here. We'll do a season recap when we get done with doing it.
Oh, good. We're looking forward to that.
What do they do with him?
That'll be really fun.
He's not back, right?
No. You listen to Josina Anderson. He's got the Giants job.
It's all lined up for him.
Yep.
He's got a couple of gigs.
Tulane just opened up. He could go to North Texas.
I guess he could, but yeah, not seeing it.
You already know that I'm killing this track. Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag. Everyone knows that I'm killing this track.
The other big college news, maybe the biggest college news, would be the departure of Lane Kiffin. Now, this wasn't a big surprise necessarily, but last few weeks we kind of knew, there's going to be a decision following the Egg Bowl, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. Where is he going to go? Florida wanted him. LSU wanted him. Obviously, Ole Miss wanted him to stay. And he's going to LSU. He is leaving, just like Lane Kiffin does everywhere he's ever been, pro or college. He gets a job, finds a better job. I'm curious. We haven't talked about this at all. The Ole Miss athletic department is not letting him coach anymore. Ole Miss hasn't made the playoff yet, but they probably will make the playoff. They're like 11-1. And Lane Kiffin's like, listen, I want to coach the playoff. Like, let me coach these guys. The players want me to coach. Like, I should coach. And they're like, you're going to a rival. You're taking most of the coaching staff with you. Who knows how many players you're going to take with you? It's just a free advertisement for LSU the whole way. So maybe you can kind of tell which side I'm on. But where do you come down in Lane Kiffin versus Ole Miss?
Oh, I would let him coach the game if I were Ole Miss.
Oh, I would not.
Why?
I would tell him to pound sand.
Okay.
Because you know me, I like to hold grudges.
Who gives you a better chance to win, though? No, I don't care.
You can't have everything you want. If I'm Lane Kiffin, you can't have it all this way. I saw a lot of people making this comparison. They're like, let's say your wife left you for a guy that you know and you hate.
Uh-huh.
You hate this guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, your wife leaves you for this guy. He's been cheating on you, went over there, and then was like, let me just stay in the house for Christmas, and we'll do Christmas with the kids all together.
Right.
But like, I'm still with this other guy now.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, yeah, that's cool.
Go pound sand.
I would tell the person to pound sand.
I would let him coach because I would like to actually, you know, win some playoff games and go on a run. And he's going to be – who's the guy they even named as the interim? It's not
the
Joe Judge.
D coordinator.
To their credit, it's not Joe Judge. And that was
it's
the
not
name
Joe
that,
Judge. Oh, my God. That
was the name
terrifying.
That had been rumored he would be the interim coach. They already named this guy not the interim coach, the next coach.
Yeah.
No, and so they're turning it over.
I'm not letting him do it.
I would let him coach.
I also think they need to change how they do things. I know it's the Wild West.
100%.
Players are all getting paid and coaches are leaving. I never understood this. It's not like he's getting a promotion. It's like he's going to what he views as a better school.
It is a better school.
It's a better school. Same conference.
I mean, better job. You know
it's still the SEC. Ole Miss was going to pay him whatever they could pay him to keep him. But, I don't know, in college football, I feel like if you sign like a 7-year gig, like you should have that job for 7 years, and now you're getting into NIL. Maybe there's like a trade. Maybe you can like work on some sort of trade or something.
I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
But, like, it's weird. It's not like it's an offensive coordinator getting a job. Like, you're not going to block him from getting a better job. Or even if, like, the NFL came calling, you're like, all right, you want to go to the NFL? That's what all our players are trying to do. But just to jump to another school in the conference, I don't even think that should be allowed.
There should be some sort of restriction against it. Yeah, something. Fine. I would let him coach because I'd want to win. How do you think he's going to be at LSU?
Probably pretty good.
I bet good.
He's and then gone.
I think
where does he go from there?
Sure. Where does he go? What? How many jobs are better than LSU? There's not many. But
oh, there's
like,
some.
Like Ohio State.
Yeah, like would he want to go to
the NFL probably?
Texas, Ohio State, Alabama if they get rid of their guy.
That's probably just another SEC job.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Honestly.
Maybe.
Or maybe he's like, maybe I should have gone to Florida.
But he's gonna thrive. The man thrives on hate, which I do respect about him. He's gonna thrive on hate there, which I like.
And you saw that scene of him going to the plane and everybody there, like MFing him and everything else. Like when Ole Miss plays LSU next year, can't wait to watch that.
Bloodbath.
Like, in a way, like, it's horrible for college football and great all wrapped up into one.
Egg Bowl first. Mississippi State. That's a big rivalry, but then the Lane Kiffin Bowl right after that.
That's going to be awesome.
I just
hope that Ole Miss is still good next year so they can beat LSU. Because I think for all sports, it's good to have villains. And I've kind of liked Lane Kiffin, but now that he's leaving Ole Miss in the lurch like that, like, I'm now rooting against him.
Did Bill put out a statement about the Ole Miss job?
Like, guys, I don't want
guys,
it.
I don't even want I guys, don't. Please. I'm not interested in please. The Ole Miss job. Don't Stop give me that me job. They already have somebody there. It's not me. And she's watching him with those eyes.
And she's loving him with that grab bag. I just know it's... All right, time for our favorite segment within a segment. It's called Has Bob Ryan Tweeted?
It's been a long time since we've been on the air. My guess is definitely.
Of course he has. In other words, what memes did he respond to? What questions in big font did he respond to?
Great.
All right, what three-letter word reads the same forward and backward?
Pop.
Oh, good one. He said, profanity. He said, how about tot?
Tot.
T-O-T.
Yep. Yeah.
Watch your profanity.
Somebody, this
T-A-U-G-H-T. Is. T-A-U-G-H-T.
T-O-T. This is from, I'm going to put in quotes here because most of this is AI generated, but there's a woman calls herself Tokyo on.
I thought there was more to the name. Just Tokyo?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's wearing like a.
Yeah.
This can't be her. Maybe it is her.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, scantily clad.
You didn't finish the thought.
Scantily clad.
Yeah.
Then she writes, do you still have any of these? Thinking face emoji. And then it's to the meme that says, five things nobody has in their home anymore.
Okay.
DVDs.
No.
CDs.
Oh, actually, yes, I do.
A file cabinet.
I don't think so.
A wall calendar.
No.
Takeout menus.
Oh, yeah. Jones household has some takeout menus for sure.
Bob's response?
Yeah. All of them.
Of course. Not just of course.
Bob's like, yeah, I have my Celtics game books from the 70s.
I don't think I have a file cabinet, but I definitely have a wall calendar. We definitely have some takeout menus.
Well, you guys all were snapping up CDs when we did the CD draft. DVD draft. You guys are taking them all home.
All right. This is another one. Same person.
Uh-huh.
Have you visited?
Tokyo again.
Well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The funny you say that is, have you visited 15? And there's a list of a ton of cities.
Hopefully they're U.S.
Helsinki.
No.
Zurich.
No.
Montevideo.
No.
San Jose.
Yes.
Yes.
Durban.
Durban?
Durban?
No.
Rio de Janeiro.
No.
Munich.
No.
Johannesburg.
No.
London.
No.
Brussels.
No.
Panama City.
No.
Osaka.
Wait, which Panama City? Osaka?
Where the girls are pretty. Amsterdam.
No.
Sydney.
No.
Oslo.
No.
New York.
Yes.
Berlin.
No.
Stockholm.
No.
Paris.
No.
Melbourne.
No.
Lisbon.
No.
Warsaw.
What was it? No.
Buenos Aires.
No.
Madrid.
Yes.
Toronto.
Yes.
Delhi.
No.
Busan.
No.
Mexico.
Delhi?
Dude, I don't know. Mexico City.
No.
Delhi.
Santiago. Delhi?
Santiago? No.
Dublin.
No.
Cancun.
Yes, actually.
Athens.
No.
Vienna.
No.
Tokyo.
No,
Barcelona.
I think said there were 15 of these. No, no, no. I haven't been to Barcelona.
You've the question was,
you've been to Barcelona.
Have you visited 15?
Yeah.
Barcelona is one of them?
Yeah.
Los Angeles. Istanbul.
Yes. No.
Edinburgh.
No.
Rome.
No.
Copenhagen.
No.
Seoul.
No.
Auckland.
No.
Chicago.
Yes.
Hanoi.
No.
Montreal.
Yes.
Sao Paulo.
No.
Milan.
No.
Prague.
No.
You'd be happy to know Bob Ryan's been to 27.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I checked in at like 6 or 7.
World traveler.
Yeah. Which one are you? This is the same girl that has tweeted all of these. Which one are you?
Uh-huh.
Says there's two different types of people. Both have a bowl of French fries.
Nice.
One has ketchup all over the fries.
Okay.
That's person A.
Yeah.
Person B has just a little side squirt of one area of the ketchup.
B.
Bob Ryan as well.
Yeah.
Good. Also B.
Me and you, Bob.
So that's the latest in
if
Bob
we ever
Ryan.
If he ever came in for a Shaughnessy show, he used to call in routinely on the show.
Oh,
the
no
old,
doubt. No
the
doubt.
Old Dan Shaughnessy show.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
we
yeah,
would
yeah.
eat fries the same way, yes.
Yeah, you guys are the same.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jones, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night,
sure.
Shall we?
Yes.
All right. Was it Austin Reeves?
Maybe.
33 points, 5 boards, 8 assists. Was it Luka Doncic? 34 points, 12 boards, 7 assists.
7!
Peyton Pritchard.
Wow.
One off a career high. He had 42 points.
Probably.
Was it Jalen Johnson?
Ooh, actually.
41 points, 14 boards, 7 assists.
7!
Or was it Denny Avdija? Avdija. 31, 19, and 10. Yikes.
I think you got to go Pritchard. 42, give it to him. They won.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
Okay, Jones, Billy, Nick, and all the listeners out there, we have a former middle infielder.
Oh, it's not a football player. For the Pats game. No, it's a baseball player. Yeah, okay. Middle infielder.
That's Thursday. Yeah. That's Thursday.
No,
that's Thursday night football.
Just checking.
Middle infielder won a gold glove
with
Colorado. He was also 11th in the rookie of the year. Cup of coffee, 1996. Hung up the spikes after the 2007 season. He would not really hit you a home run. He hit a triple.
No good.
Led the league in triples when you were 11. Also had 12 home runs that year.
I'm sorry. He started in Colorado and won his gold glove in Colorado?
Oh, yeah.
And it's probably not Walt Weiss because we've had him.
It's
Walt
not.
Weiss?
Well, it doesn't mean. We may have had this guy, too.
Okay.
Not Walt Weiss.
Not Walt Weiss.
Shortstop.
Shortstop, second
started
baseman.
Started in Colorado.
Oh. He could flash the
ball. And second baseman.
$20.9 million, which is
how
all
many,
his.
How many swipes did you save? No swipes? Triples.
Not a big swipe guy.
Eric Young.
He had 13 steals one year. That's a high. No. 12 home runs is a high. 11 swipes. 267 career hitter.
Wait, did he only play in Colorado? All you said was Colorado.
Oh, sorry. Cubs, Giants, Royals, Tigers. Ended his career famously with the Tigers.
Got it.
11th in the rookie of the year, 97. Behind guys like Tony Womack.
I don't know.
No.
I was looking for an Arcan right, so text.
Maybe
didn't get
this guy before.
I'm passing. I'm looking at the text line, though. That's a good question on the text line. Was that San Jose, Costa Rica, not California? Probably. I've been to San Jose, California, not Costa Rica.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah. Is it Mike Lansing?
No, it's not.
Is it Kaz Matsui?
No, it's not.
We definitely had Kaz Matsui.
It's not Kaz Matsui.
Let's see. It's not Troy Tulowitzki. I don't know. Who is
it? Look within yourself. The guy played 162 games in 98 and 2000. You just get out there and play.
Look within yourself. His name was Jones?
Nafi Perez.
Wait. We have had Nafi Perez.
Oh, not, you didn't get him this time.
Double stumper.
That should have been a clue.
A double stumper on Nafi Perez.
Yeah, Nafi Perez.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Text line got it ultimately. They got there.
Got it.
Not Juan Pierre. Not Juan Pierre.
There you go.
Royce Clayton we've also had.
We've had Royce Clayton.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure about Nafi, but.
Yeah, no, we had him.
Well.
didn't leave enough of a mark to remember him.
Yes, not.
But we had him. Okay.
Welcome to the Two-Timers Club, Nafi.
random ball player every day, except for Thursdays, of course, when we do our
football.
Random football player in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. I got Fitzy and Ted today. Plus, we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.